There's our school bell, and it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bible, if you will, and turn to the book of Luke, chapter 7. And we'll be looking at verses 24 through 28 in just a moment. And while you're turning there, I'm going to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're in the midst of a study of the great men and women of the Bible, and we're looking at John the Baptist. And we'll be taking that study up in just a moment in Luke chapter 7 and verse 24. But as we were bringing the class to a close in our last program, we were talking about how baptism did not end with the end of John the Baptist. You see, John baptized, and then Jesus and his disciples baptized, though not Jesus himself, but his disciples baptized. And then after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, and the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost, and the new covenant was announced. We read this in Acts chapter 2, verse 36 through 42. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom ye crucified. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. Then they that received his word were baptized. And there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, and in fellowship, and in breaking in bread, and in prayers. And so baptism continued after John, and it continues to this day. And as John was baptizing for the remission of sins, and as Jesus shed his blood for the remission of sins, so today we need to be baptized for the remission of sins. Now let's go back and look at our text. In Luke chapter 7 and in verse 24, where it says, When the messengers of John were departed, he began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out in the wilderness to see? Behold, a reed shaken with the wind. Now the question Jesus is... The question of John's messengers and Jesus' reply is found in Luke chapter 7, 18 through 23. Let me turn to that right quick. I did not have my Bible open to that, but I'm going to turn to Luke chapter 7. And in verse 23, we read the messenger, or 24, the messengers of John were departed, and he began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out to see? Here it is. Excuse me for confusing you. This is Luke chapter 7 and verse 18. And the disciples of John told him all these things. And John calling unto him two of his disciples sent them to the Lord, saying, Art thou he that cometh, or do we look for another? And when the men were come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that cometh, or look we for another? In that hour he cured many of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many that were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered and said unto them, Go and tell John the things which ye have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have good tidings preached to them. And blessed is he whomsoever shall find no occasion of stumbling in me. And that's where we have John 7:24. When the messengers of John were departed, he began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out in the wilderness to behold? A reed shaken in the wind? John had borne testimony of Jesus. Jesus now bears testimony of John. Jesus makes this speech for the benefit of his hearers, many of whom had been John's disciples. He shows that John himself is the fulfillment of prophecy as well as the great prophet. These people had heard John preach in the wilderness. The reed of Egypt and Palestine is a tall, slender cane which grows 10 to 12 feet high and bends easily without breaking to every passing wind. John was not a pliable, fickle, undecided man yielding like a reed to every popular breeze, sometime on one side of a great question and sometimes on the other. He was quite the opposite, and unflinchingly he reproved sin in the great and the small alike, even unto imprisonment and death. And so John 7:25, Jesus said, But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. Neither was he clothed in soft raiment. He was not an effeminate, voluptuous courtier. We have a description of his food and raiment and his dwelling place. He ate locusts and wild honey. He was dressed in camel's hair with a leathern girdle, and he dwelt in the wilderness. And so Luke 7:26, But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is the answer to the two questions of the preceding verses. John was a prophet, true, brave, loyal, and unwavering. But he was much more than a prophet, because he was the messenger sent before the face of Jesus to prepare a people for him. And then Jesus quoted this scripture in Luke 7:27. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before my face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. This verse explained that John is more than a prophet. This is what was written in Isaiah 40:3, and in Malachi 3:1. And then John 7:28 says, And I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there is none greater than John, yet he that is but little in the kingdom of God is greater than he. The comparison is still between John and the other prophets. Among all the prophets born of women, there was not one greater than John. John was not great. In the eyes of the world, generals, statesmen, and kings are considered great, measured by human standards of greatness. John was great in the sight of the Lord, Luke 1:15. The last of a long line of Hebrew prophets, John was greater than all, not in character, but in position and in privilege. These prophets had foretold the coming of Christ. John was his forerunner and saw him. John baptized him. John saw the Spirit descend upon him and heard God himself confess him with a voice from heaven. It was his privilege to point out Jesus as the Lamb of God. In all this, he was greater than any other prophet. Yet he that is but little in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he, Jesus said, for the same reason that John is greater than all the other prophets. John was not in the kingdom. It had not yet been set up. Christ was not yet on his throne, and none understood yet the nature and mission of his kingdom. The least in the kingdom was not greater than John in personal character, but in position, in privilege, and in knowledge. Truly it has been said, the least of the greatest is greater than the greatest of the least, and the least child is greater than the highest servant. Beyond this verse, Jesus continues his testimony of John. The people and publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John, but the Pharisees and lawyers rejected for themselves the counsel of God, being not baptized of him. Luke chapter 7, 29 through 30. We know the tragic end of this true and grand man of God. He was a child of prophecy and of promise. We know his parentage and the interesting events connected with his birth. His life stands out before the world as pure and unsullied as the new fallen snow, his character as bold and unswerving as the rugged, unshakable mountains. His death was the greatest triumph and most glorious victory. There's a postscript at the end of this Sunday school lesson, and it says this: filled with the Holy Spirit, when John the Baptist was circumcised and named Zechariah, spoke the words of our golden text and all the prophecy of Luke chapter 1, 67 through 79. And here are those words in Luke 1, 67. His father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and wrought redemption for his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets that have been from old, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware unto Abraham our father, to grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, should serve without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. Yea, and thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to make ready his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the remission of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high shall visit us, to shine upon them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. God wrought redemption for his people through Jesus the Christ. Jesus was this horn of salvation of the house of David. John was blessed in being the prophet of the Most High and the forerunner of Christ. And with that, we conclude this Sunday school lesson about John the Baptist. And I turn a page in my little book of Sunday school lessons, these Sunday school lessons called Elam's Notes. And I come to the lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of July the 8th, 1923. And it's entitled Mary, the Mother of Jesus. And so we're going to be looking at this Sunday school lesson in classes to come. The golden text for this lesson is found in Matthew chapter 1 in verse 21, where the angel said to Joseph, Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins. And so we'll do a survey of Mary's life and have readings about Mary in the classes that are to come.